What's happening?
3, 2, 1.
Are we rolling?
Yes, we are.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. Thanks for tricking me on that one.
A few weeks ago, we did a show which was all about our favorite songs and our favorite music of 2012. And this week, it's time to hand over the mic to our listeners.
Literally. What we've done is we've asked you through email and through our Facebook page to tell us what your favorite songs are. We've compiled a list, and very scientifically, we came up with a list of your favorite songs.
I wore a lab coat.
That's what it took. And we literally reached out because we also called a couple of listeners to get deeper thoughts on some of their picks.
So all our listeners agreed on certain artists. One of the most popular artists was Gaby Moreno from Guatemala. And we got some very enthusiastic comments about how wonderful her 2012 album Portales was. Among them, a guy called Guido Mendoza. So we tried calling him a few times, and we weren't able to initially get a hold of him, but we did get a pretty awesome answering machine.
So I was waiting for him to answer, but there was no answer. It was just this music. So I wondered if it had something to do with Gaby Moreno or some other artist that he was going. So I left a message.
Hello, this is a message for Guido Mendoza. Guido, this is Felix Contreras calling. We'll try you again in a little bit so we can talk about your pick for the year. But I'm so glad we called early because I love that music that you had on your listening machine. So look forward to talking to you soon. Take care, bro.
We did call back. We did get him. And this is what he told us about his pick, Gaby Moreno.
Hello.
Hello, Guido.
Hi, yes.
This is Felix from Alt Latino.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, this is Jasmine from Alt Latino. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm good.
We got your answering machine earlier. That's a cool answering machine, bro.
Oh, thanks. It's actually some of the members of Santa Cecilia.
Is it really?
Yeah, like I've known them for a long time. And so we were over at a Thanksgiving. They said, what song do you want? And I was like, you know what? La Cumbia Zampezana. And they're like, all right. So I've had it for like maybe 8 years or something.
Let's talk about the track that you chose, Gaby Moreno's El Sombrerón.
Yeah, I chose that track because I really feel that Gaby Moreno really put, not just the production behind it, but she really put a lot of work into it. And it's an old legend from Guatemala. So when I first heard it, I was like, what is this? The intro alone was like epic. And then when she starts singing, it just has like this like soulful, the storytelling is really awesome, and I was just really moved by the piece. Like it was the first song that I was like, whoa, what was that?
You know what I loved about talking to our listeners?
What's that?
every one of them felt like just so knowledgeable and passionate about music.
You're absolutely right. They're very knowledgeable, and they got right to the point and did a very good job, sometimes better than even I do.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about my job. Another artist everyone agreed on was Ana Tijoux. People were very passionate about making her one of the best of 2012. And it figures. I mean, she really became kind of the voice of a lot of protest movements across the continent. One of our most enthusiastic listeners was Angela Almanza from Miami.
I got to tell you, you guys introduced me to Ana Tijoux, I guess sometime in April or May, with one of her songs. And I was having a sleepless night sometime after I heard the show, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to download that track that they talked about on Alatino. And I went on to iTunes, and I downloaded the album, and it was like 2 in the morning, and I listened to the whole album like 3 times. I did not sleep that night.
Isn't it amazing?
It's so many things all at once.
I hope we didn't cause any problems the next day when you slept through work or something.
You guys are always a good excuse for me. I actually have to know a little bit about music for my job, so. El silencio era perfecto, la complicidad honesta, la risa galopante y el desborde constante de dos personas que buscaban el abrigo, el abrazo de una conversación en la cercanía del camino. Nada es tan complejo, solo un amigo que te ayuda a cruzar el río, un amigo cercano y un amigo lejano, un amigo que se perdió en la inmensidad del plano. Todos tenemos miedos, quizás seremos viejos, quizás nos encontremos cuando el viento nos sople por su aliento. Quién sabe quién vendrá, quizás el sol o quizás un cambio de realidad. Quién conoce la textura y su locura, ese torbellino que nos mueve en su fisura. Nada es tan correcto, pues nada es tan perfecto, nada es tan constante, y eso es lo más honesto. I told you I was having a sleepless night that night, and I like worked through the album. You know, she starts out just really strong with Avala, and then she goes to Shock. And Shock to me is such a song that it could be about anything. Obviously, she's making a huge political statement, but to me, it was like raging against all the things that were bothering me that night. Like I was, you know, having a rough day at work, and my kids were driving me nuts, and it really could just be speaking to any of those things that bother you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen her live yet or heard her?
I did. I saw her at PAX Miami, actually, after I downloaded this album. I'm like, I need to know everything about Ana Tijoux, and she was coming to town, and it was amazing. It was such an amazing show.
Our next listener was a fan of a record I'm a very big fan of, from Bomba Estéreo's Elegancia Tropical album. We're going to hear...
Luz Helena Oviedo, right?
Right. Luz Helena is originally from Colombia, and she has appreciation of all kinds of music, but she says Bomba is a really, really bright spot on the Colombian music scene.
Sí, no, está buenísimo. Y aparte, últimamente, como que la onda así urbana y esos grupos... Hay muchos grupos que están como en este momento surgiendo y están de moda, así parecidos a Bomba Estéreo, como combinando cosas de ritmos tradicionales, música de la costa, del Pacífico, con ritmos más urbanos.
Thank you. Another band that was a big favorite, but we didn't do any listener calls on this one because there were just so many people who were really into the new Café Tacuba album.
Of course. I mean, people have been waiting for that, for a new Café Tacuba album for many years now.
And it helps that it was good.
It was excellent.
Yeah, superb.
And this is a song, we've been playing a lot of other songs from the album. This is a song, Sopilotes, which is a lot more down-tempo. And it's also one of the darker songs on the album. And when I spoke to Ruben Albarrán recently, he said that every album that Café Tacuba does is like a snapshot, you know, of whatever moment they're living through as people and as Mexicans. So of course it had to include, he said, it the album had to include something about the tremendous violence that Mexico is enduring right now. And this is a song that's more or less about that. Sopilote in Mexico and Central America is a vulture, right?
Yes, I got
it. And what the lyrics are describing is these vultures, these sopilotes flying around and seeing these bodies that no longer look human, which really makes you think about all the bodies and mass graves that have been found in Mexico in recent times as a product of the drug war. And Ruben Albarrán says that the sopilote, the vulture, is a very poetic kind of animal or character because it's the animal that takes you from life into death. It's a very poetic and sad way of just seeing these bodies that no longer look human, a real reflection on the violence that Mexico is going through right now.
And a very artistic vision.
Always, Café Tacuba.
Metal y fuego cayó arriba y en el cerro carne para carroñeros. Los sopilotes en círculo van localizando el sitio fatal. Los sopilotes en círculo van, hoy de la muerte se alimenta. Los cuerpos ya chamuscados, alguno cortado en tajos, no parecen ser humanos, dijo un sopilote sabio. Los sopilotes en círculo están, nadie se atreve el primero a probar. Los sopilotes mirados están, nadie espera. Al contrario, la venera. El sopilote picoteando está, carne que tiene un sabor especial. El sopilote comienza a pensar, allá en las estrellas, ¿qué más habrá? El sopilote picoteando está, carne que tiene un sabor.
Our next listener pick was a collaboration between Natalia Lafourcade and Carla Morrison and many other musicians on a song that had a very, very deep meaning to it.
Is this Un Derecho de Nacimiento?
This is it.
I had this song stuck in my head all weekend. I'd be cleaning my house and I'd be, es un derecho de nacimiento.
Voy a crear un canto para poder existir, para mover la tierra a los hombres y sobrevivir, para curar mi corazón a la mente, dejarla fluir, para el espíritu elevar y dejarlo llegar al fin. Yo no nací sin causa.
This is listener Andy Willis Garces from Southern California, and he explains how this collaboration came about.
Natalia Lafourcade had actually put out a message on her Twitter asking people to tell her what they loved about what was happening in Mexico at that moment, especially around and being influenced by the Yo Soy 132 movement, student movement mostly, that was sort of saying no to the corporate plutocracy of Televisa and of the government that was about to come into office at the time. And a lot of people responded with different phrases and with things that they thought they really moved them. And the result was this song. Also, she got together with other musician friends from bands like Torreblanca with Carla Morrison, Pambo, a bunch of other folks. And so the result was this song. So really, it's the whole way that it came together, the story around it is kind of amazing.
You know, that's one of the things we talk about on the show that Jasmine mentioned on our show this week. Like, she anticipates, and I think we both do, a strong movement toward message music, you know, songs that have a deeper meaning in, like, the next coming year or so. Do you get that feeling at all?
Yeah, well, especially because none of these artists that are on this song are known as political artists, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the song itself, it's not exactly like a Bruce Springsteen diatribe or something, but there is something about that and about this moment in Mexico, especially, but also in Latin America, where I think more of that is just happening. We're created in this context of people rising up in some ways and saying enough, basta.
A los que tienen de sobra no les cueste tanto repartir. Voy a elevar mi canto para hacerlos despertar. A los que van dormidos por la vida sin querer mirar. Para que el río no lleve sangre, lleve flores y el mal sana. Para el espíritu elevar y dejarlo vivir en paz. Yo no nací sin causa. Yo no nací. Perseguir a la felicidad, así perseguir a la felicidad, que es un derecho de nacimiento, es el motor de nuestro movimiento, porque reclamo libertad de pensamiento, si no la pido es porque estoy muriendo, es un derecho de nacimiento, es el sola voz, un sentimiento, y que ese grito limpie nuestro viento.
Definitely, this has been the year of Carla Morrison on Alt Latino. We haven't talked a lot about Natalia Lafourcade. Hopefully next year we'll have some more Natalia Lafourcade on the show. She's a Mexican pop singer that got a very big break in 2005 with an album called Casa, which was produced mostly by Café Tacuba's Emmanuel del Real. And nice. You could really tell because that album, she's always been very pop, but that album moved a lot into the realm of rock and roll and bossa nova. In 2008, she gets another big bump when she participates on Julieta Venegas's MTV Unplugged.
Right.
And in 2012, you're going to love this, Felix, she releases a tribute to legendary Mexican singer Agustín Lara. It's called Mujeres Divinas. Very good album.
She's a very prolific singer and songwriter. And looking forward to more from her for this year. The next listener pick is a band with one of my favorite names in music in any language, Ilya Kuryaki. One of your favorite bands.
Ilya Kuryaki and the Valderramas.
And the Valderramas. That's right. I forgot about the Valderramas.
I really love this band. They're just so funky and cheesy and, you know, you just have to embrace the cheese. You know, it's very adult film soundtrack.
Well, apparently a lot of people embrace the cheese because it was on our listeners' favorite pick list. So this is the song. Which song is this?
This is Ula Ula. I don't know if I would say it's my favorite album of 2012, but it has a lot of really good songs. Listeners picked Ula Ula.
Sean inteligentes, hago que a los viejitos le crezcan los dientes, hago que la gorda se sienta flaca, la rubia morocha, la petiza bien alta.
They're just so they're so cocky. I mean, they're just so cheesy and full of themselves that it's funny, you know? Like they're just, what they're saying in the lyrics is, you know, that they have the power to transform old people into, you know, into young dancers and presidents into people who don't lie.
their powers could be used. I vote for them.
Now for something that is a little bit more unusual on our show, which is a what is this, like salsa? He called it timba.
Listener Vidal Cordova, he talked a little bit more about what timba is all about and the song that he picked. It's called El Que Sabe by the band Havana Primera.
Kind of what it does, I mean, it's really, timba's kind of been like the next progression in what most people know as salsa music. And kind of what Alexandre Abreu has done is he's kind of injected levels of musical virtuosity, I think, into Cuban popular music that maybe had been lagging maybe for the last 10, 15 years. So, I mean, what it really is kind of like, I guess, if you take salsa music and then just put, you know, more funk, you know, more R&B, a lot more syncopation than what you normally hear in a typical salsa arrangement, that's timba, that's what you get.
Nadie sabe nada, y el que sabe está callado.
Nadie sabe nada, todo el mundo está de lado. Y el que sabe está callado. Nadie sabe nada, nadie sabe nada. Todo el mundo está de lado. ayer me paró Teresa en el medio de la calle.
Felix and I have this discussion that I love salsa, and you know, Felix loves salsa too, but that he says it's kind of a genre that's been a little stagnant for the last 10 or 15 years. So that's a great album to check out, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think I'm not Cuban. I'm actually Puerto Rican, and I love salsa from the 70s and the New York scene. I love all that stuff. But, you know, when I was growing up in the 80s, I didn't like the salsa from the 80s because I thought it was really watered down and it lost a lot of the musical creativity from the decade before. So the bands from Cuba, since the late 80s through now, they've been kind of developing their own thing. And you don't get to hear it that much because I think it doesn't get a lot of radio play. But it really, I mean, I think it really does signify the next level in Caribbean music, specifically Cuban music.
Whoa, Ana Dijoux is on this show twice. How did that happen?
Because she's participating on an album called Onda Tropica, which was produced last year. Listener Rick Banales is going to tell us more about it.
It was stuff from Discos Fuentes, from Colombia, cumbia in particular, that really brought me in and showed me that there was music outside of what was being played at home and being played in the neighborhood that was part of a larger Latin continuum. Toda América Latina completa, todo África, el planeta completo, la galaxia entera, suena, 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 suena. Ana Dijoux, who's a great rapper from Chile, in that track, Suena, it's this kind of cumbia dub type of thing. It makes it vital. And, you know, as much as I love stuff like Buena Vista and stuff, it was almost like watching a museum piece.
Sure.
This kind of brings it back into the 21st century, the music of cumbia.
And we should probably explain that the album is like a collection of icons in the music from back in the 60s and the 70s, and then a collection of younger musicians. And it's a collaboration. It's a remembrance of the past, but also kind of bringing the music forward. And, you know, I suspect that you and I really dug it for a lot of the same reasons, specifically that, you know, homage to the past, but the way the music is still so vital.
This pays homage to that tradition that these Fuentes started by being mold breakers.
Hey, man, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed it. I love what you guys do, you know. I've spent way too much money on stuff that you guys have talked about, the people you've had on. So
I guess that's a good thing, but we'll leave that up to you.
Suena, 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 suena.
Juan Campodónico is a producer who goes by the name of Campo, and he released an album this year, and it was nominated for a Grammy. But more than that, I think it was it captured me with its infectious pop music.
It is. It's very, like, it's both pop and I don't want to say folksy, but very true to, you know, cumbia roots and the whole new cumbia movement.
Right.
It's great.
He did a good job. I really like this album. Which track is this?
Everyone loved the track Marcha Tropical. I just want to say my favorite was cumbia, but everyone else voted. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder about myself. Everyone voted for Marcha Tropical, which is a really good song. All the songs on this album are very good.
La Marcha Tropical.
Félix.
Yes.
¿Tú eres marinero?
No, soy capitán. Oh, no, soy chicano.
That is how Las Cafeteras changed the iconic jarocho song, La Bamba. And because it's a jarocho song, and jarocho originates in Veracruz, in a port city, it's a genre that has a lot of references to sailors and to ports, you know. And in La Bamba, one of the very popular chorus is yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. I'm not a sailor, I'm a captain. Which, I love that phrase, right? But they reversioned it to say yo no soy marinero.
Yo soy chicano. And listener Holly Nelson really loved this song as well. And she pointed out that they are part of a California movement of Son Jarocho groups.
I really like Las Cafeteras, La Bamba Rebelde. And I think I was introduced to it from your show. So I have you guys to thank for that. But I love what they talk about. I mean, they're so uplifting. They take the traditional sound and then they celebrate women. They celebrate the Zapatistas. They say, I'm not for war. No soy por la guerra. You know, arriba, arriba. And it's just taking La Bamba, but bringing this newness to it. And so they're really inspirational. You know, they're solid and uplifting. La Bamba,
when we started this show about 2 years ago.
2.5.
I remember, you know, we put up our first blog post, we put up our first show, and I had this kind of queasy fear in my stomach. I don't know if you had it, of, well, what if nobody listens? And what if nobody leaves a comment?
Right. Yeah, I thought that passed my mind.
And bam. We put it up, and we got one listener who was so enthusiastic about our show, so into it, and his name is Angel David Lindes. He has been leaving the most enthusiastic comments on our website every single week.
But they're smart, because he really knows, after having a conversation with him and his pick, he knows a lot about music, and he listens to a lot of music, just like a lot of our fans do. But it's his comments always, if you go back and read them, they're always to the point, and they're always very, you learn something from it, you know, and hats off to him.
Whenever I've been feeling kind of like, oh, down or something, I kind of go and read his comments, because it's why we do this show.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
I really love Todo Lo Que Tengo off of Quetzal's release this year, Imaginaries. It's a great track. First, I love this band, you know. they kind of saved me from a life of mana. And, you know, you can't repay that.
Dicen que el mundo se acerca a su fin. Mi bien da pena que tanto tiempo perdí. Ven que te quiero y te quiero decir que sin tu amor no puedo vivir.
I think they're omnivores in the influences that they use in their music, and that's a lot of fun. But with this song, Todo Lo Que Tengo, you know, it's not a risk-taking song. They didn't do any globe-trotting on it or anything. They kept it really simple, it's really well within their comfort zone, and the result is just delightful.
You know what's awesome? All of our listeners are people that I kind of want to hang out with and be friends.
It was a lot of fun interacting with them on the telephone, as if interacting with them in email or on Facebook this year. I'm speechless. You know, no, really, I am.
Hey,
it was
never happens.
It is overwhelming and humbling in a lot of ways too.
We want to continue the conversation on our Facebook and on our Twitter, NPR's Alt Latino. And you can also reach us by email, alt.latino@npr.org.
And don't forget to tune into our 24/7 radio stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can find that at npr.org/music. Jasmine, Happy New Year.
Felix, Happy New Year to you too.
And Happy New Year to all our listeners.
And happy 3S King's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And Easter.
4th of July.
Halloween.
Of course.
Día de los Muertos. Día de los Santos. Cinco de Mayo. Hey, who are you? You have to stalk out.
Oh.
Dude, you're getting lazy. It's the end of the year and you just don't even want to like say goodbye anymore.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Y no somos marineros. Somos alt latino.
La fe que me nace es por ti mi vida, todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida, todo lo que tengo. Todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida, la fe que me nace es por ti mi vida, todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida, todo lo que tengo, todo lo que quiero yo lo haré en la vida, la fe que me nace es por ti mi vida, todo lo que quiero yo.